forward. You have to take care of soldiers, and you can't do it by lip service because they will find you out. It has to come from the heart. If it isn't genuine, they'll know it in a minute. William G. Bainbridge, 5th Sergeant Major of the Army. As we continue to deploy our soldiers to disparate geographic locations around the world, it is important to revisit how to build cohesive teams that are highly trained, disciplined, and fit. First and foremost, there are no soft skills. There is just good leadership. Basic attributes like communication, interpersonal skills, empathy, and compassion are traits that fall under the umbrella of leadership at large. Parallel to society, Army culture also evolves. With this continuous evolution, Army leaders must remain agile and adapt to the needs of those they lead. Army leaders must exhibit genuine care for their soldiers and ask the tough questions. We must remember that caring also means holding soldiers accountable for their actions. When expectations are set, it is imperative that leaders follow through to ensure they are met. Leading soldiers is an honor and a privilege. However, this endeavor is sometimes difficult and does not come naturally for everyone. That is precisely why publications like this are so important. We ask our leaders to continually seek self-improvement, and this handbook is a great place to start. It will not provide you with all the answers, but it can serve as a roadmap to get you where you want to go. People First. Michael A. Grinston, 16th Sergeant Major of the Army.